We've had a couple of agents tell us, and the players have changed their no-trade list, and Buffalo's off of it now. So that's great news for us. I think we can be a destination. Everybody saw the passion in this hockey market last spring and in the playoffs, and it was incredible. People have taken notice of that. Winning helps. I always say that. So I think those couple things combined, the Buffalo and the Buffalo Sabres are becoming a destination.
Jarmo Kekalainen. Well, okay. You'd like to hear that. Chad Dietemenis' expected Buffalo coming up in half an hour. Paul Hamilton an hour and a half away.
Is Dylan Larkin one of the people who've taken you off their no-trade list? That would be pretty appealing to me.
I want to have, in my life, some kind of list like that and be able to change it anytime I want for any reason.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, what should I make it?
What's stopping you?
I used to have the idea of a Friends Hall of Fame.
Okay.
In my basement. This was my late friend Dean and I hatched this beauty of an idea. The Friends Hall of Fame. And then every year you have a ceremony and induct like three friends.
Yep.
Nothing like some of these halls of fame that have like 15 people every year because they have to afford a dinner. Like I don't need a dinner. I want to do it right.
Well, your wife, you do it yourself, or you and your wife could get together and just make a list of places you definitely don't want to go on vacation.
No fly zones.
Like, I'm not interested in going there. Just start a list.
It's kind of significant who you pick first. I don't want to be too harsh.
I have an easy 101.
Can it be a place you've already been to, though? It shouldn't be a place you've already been to.
No, that would be that to me would be disingenuous.
Who is on your no-trade list?
For me, like vacation, it simply is I'm never going to go on a cruise.
All cruises.
I'm never getting on a cruise ship.
Which I love.
It is not going to happen. I just don't.
I love cruises.
It doesn't feel good to me. Potentially. I have no idea what it really feels like because I've never done it. I just don't want to be stuck on a ship in the middle of the ocean with a bunch of people I don't know.
You don't have to go alone. You don't have to go alone.
No, well, I know. I would hope that...
I didn't spend that much time on my last cruise with people I didn't know.
I hope to vacation with my wife, usually for the rest of our lives. I just don't want it. No thanks. So
well,
that'd be easy for me.
I'm not here to talk you into cruises.
Yeah, good.
But I think I would have some success at it, just for all the things that I loved about it. But that doesn't mean you would.
No, that's right. It's completely irrational.
It's the boat.
Freely admit. Yeah, it's no. The hotels should not float. That's it.
Bottom line.
I'm a little freaked out about the whole thing. I mean, I know physics and whatever. I just don't want to do it. Anyway, we need to stop.
What is there's so many different things to talk about right now. What is tops? I think it's got to be that Byram is gone already. You know? And I'm not here to really plant the flag on that because I wanted him gone a year ago. Like, I didn't really ever like this player. And then this year, the team was so good, and he was a part of it, and you didn't hear me railing on him.
It's a big hole. I mean, if I'm going to sit here for the back half of the season, or so, you know, the last 6 months or more, and describe Samuelson, Dahlin, Power, and Byram as a 109-point division-winning team's superpower, that's a hole. I've removed one quarter of the superpower from the organization, and I don't have an heir apparent readily at hand. I've got to go out there and find that. And that it's a little like, for me, thinking about the top of the draft, like we talked about already, like we haven't really thought about, you know, who the guys are because we didn't think the Sabres would be in the territory that they could land one of them. I have not really thought about defensemen, you know, until the news started breaking last week that he was going to, you know, want to move, not resign, because Kekalainen sounded like he wanted to keep him. And like, all right, well, they're going to keep the top four intact. They'll find a third pair guy, and that's fine. So I haven't been thinking about trade targets for the blue line.
No.
And now, I mean, how... This is just
Kesselring too.
Right. I was just going to say that. Like, how bad was the relationship between him and the organization that a 6'5" guy who can, when healthy, move. To me, he could absolutely play like they want to play if he's healthy. I know it didn't happen this year, but I think there is reason to think that that's because he was never really healthy. So you just dump him to move up 7 spots in the draft. I would expect, already knowing that this outcome with Byram was very likely, the Kesslering, if he hadn't been moved, I don't know, we'd be taking our cues from maybe what Kekalina would be saying, but I'd be telling you, well, that's a guy you can at least try there. Maybe that'll work. I mean, that was the plan last year, and it never got off the ground, and we've been through when he got traded away. We talked about all the reasons that that happened. So they've moved not only one of the four guys who were so responsible for how they were able to play and dominate teams at times. They had a potential replacement here. You know, he was an RFA and he was arbitration eligible, so it could have gotten messy, but they already kicked him to the curb too. So they got to go find a Byram replacement. I think that's more urgent, because at least if you don't find a Tuck replacement, which I still would like to do, you do have guys who are NHL ready that, you know, you can sell me on. Well, that's going to be this guy's turn, and hopefully, you know, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate and we don't miss a beat or something. You know, one of the three of them comes through, or they all come through. Kulik, Oslund, and Helenius. Now I got to find a top four defenseman who can skate and move the puck and be dangerous. At least if I want to keep playing that way, which I think you should want to do. So that just became, I think, maybe the top priority in the organization, ahead of goaltender for sure, and I think ahead of replacing Tuck.
It's interesting to think that this is Kekalainen's first year at the helm. First offseason at the helm. You know, you take over a new thing, and there are always going to be decisions. Sometimes you're taking over, often you're taking over a team that's at the bottom. And sometimes you get this. He's living well. Like he had a part in this season just by his mere presence, some would tell you, as somebody, as a general manager with credibility, that had value to the Sabres. But then you have the deadline moves, none of which really worked out, actually. Carrick got hurt. Yep. I mean, it helped get them into first place.
Yep.
I mean, he had a role in that, but then they lost him. And I don't know, Stanley, certainly not Shen.
Carrick's got another year, so you know,
Carrick's got another year.
Take that for another spin. But
Parayko didn't happen.
It was not impactful at all. He came back probably too soon in the playoffs and couldn't really help them.
I just see this guy, as I've said in different ways, as a player, and that I think he's respected. It seems like he has a presence that maybe helps him make deals, which is possibly this could backfire, but possibly the best trait you could have. I mean, Murray had this trait, but what, he couldn't help himself? I don't know. Like, it didn't work out for him, and he was gone fast. But Brandon Bean has this trait. And I think reviews are mixed right now on Brandon Bean. It's maybe kind of a low point for him since he arrived. But I just like a guy who doesn't wait forever. And it seems to me that Byram was one where only recently did we start to hear, you know, he might not want to stay. And the Sabres played it as, we want him. Even through today, we wanted to keep him. And what? He's traded. Before the draft even happens, he's traded to Chicago. So there's a balance. Any great negotiator, and you know, he's also got to have a public front, has to attain, which is to let you know out here what I'm doing. This is like a politician. Like, this is only, I think maybe you can believe this guy sometimes. Like, this is what I think, this is how I feel, and this is what I want to do. And over here, he's maybe singing a different song to Byram or to different people. Either way, he just already has his mitts on this thing. And for as good as they were, like, Byram
didn't have to go. He was under contract.
Mm-hmm.
They won the division. They won a round. He was a big part of it. But, anyway, you're gone. Like, mm-hmm. I like a guy like that. It makes it interesting, and, you know, there's a fearlessness aspect to it. It doesn't seem like somebody who's worried about his reputation or his image. And we've had GMs that were, and they're like Botterill. You know, I think he was just paralyzed mm-hmm. all the time. And I don't know if that was just because he was worried about how people were going to talk about him or what it was. But, man, you get a job like this, you better get after it. Why slow play it? Go make the moves you believe in. And he's got to have some, if not a lot, of organizational support to do things like this, whether that's upwards or downwards with Ruff or Pegula, probably both. I'm just edge of my seat.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep. The I'm buzzing through
good.
Like articles that I've had saved for, you know, a couple of weeks. Again, focus. The Athletic has the top 12 or 15 trade, you know, it's a trade board, basically, like trade speculation, guys that you think could be moved or will be moved. And, like, the top defenseman on the list is Morgan Riley. No thanks. Mostly no thanks. There might be wiggle room there. Darnell Nurse, absolutely out of the question. Like, no way. If you haven't been paying attention, Darnell Nurse had a year where he scored 20 goals out of nowhere, kind of. Like, he's an okay player, good, skates well, but he had an incredible shooting year and signed a $9.25 million a year contract off of that year that Edmonton regretted maybe the second it got signed. And so they're looking to dump him. Nemec just got traded from New Jersey to where? Yesterday or the day before? Calgary. Thank you. That's gone. Like, that would have been a guy that I would have said, like, target him. Young, moves pretty well. Could have been a Byram replacement. But that's gone. And beyond that, like, there's not a lot. I mean, there's not a lot. So, you know, that Colton Parayko is down the list here. Mason Lowry of the Bruins is on the list, but that's not a big point producer. Parayko really wasn't last year at all either. I don't know. Maybe they can revisit that and get him to waive. I don't know. But this doesn't mean there's not somebody out there that's not on the list. But there's nothing exciting here that I'm looking at.
Well,
so
it'll look harder.
They're gonna have to do some work here, I think, to find the right guy.
Yeah, within that is if they want to tip the balance of power on their roster a little bit. I mean, obviously they scored like crazy too. They weren't suffering offensively by having these defensemen. But
the reason I said that about Riley is mostly because him as a one, which is what he's been in Toronto his whole career, like that was over 2 or 3 years ago. And that they were sort of stuck with him. He's got a no move, but he's said to be open to moving it. I think in a not a number one role, he might still be like he could land on the Sabres and maybe give you what Byram gave you to some extent. But it's $7.5 million through 2030, which again, it's not crazy money in today's league, but he's already 32. I just feel like he's in decline. And if it helps you, I think it would be short term, and then I'm going to have a problem in a year or two, probably. But like, if I ended up there, I got to say I wouldn't hate it. As long, you know, he doesn't have to be our best guy. He's just got to sort of complement power and replace Byram to an extent, and maybe he could do that.
Again, if you have a take on any of these Sabres things, 803-0550. Is the number. Chad Dietemenesis coming up in less than 20 minutes. Paul Hamilton at 5 today, and we're tracking any other rumor and speculation that's, you know, out there, and there's not a little bit right now, so it's really fun. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout on WGR.